Welcome to the EP Energizer, a podcast from the CISA 6 Growth and Development Center. My name is Amy Bindis, and I'll be your host today. The intention of this podcast is to encourage school administrators to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting energy to the important process of staff growth and development so that we can all support each other and our students during the 2021 school year. Our focus today is on the School Administrator Performance Evaluation System, or SAEPS, Standard 2, School Climate. As human beings, we have an innate need to feel a sense of belonging. In a March 2014 piece for Psychology Today, Dr. Karen Hall said, "Having a sense of belonging is a common experience. Belonging means acceptance as a member or part." Such a simple word for such a huge concept. A sense of belonging is a human need, just like the need for food and shelter. Feeling that you belong is most important in seeing value in life and coping with intensely painful emotions. I'm sure we can all relate to a wide array of emotions this year. Imagine if you as a staff member, or a student, or a parent felt desperately alone while dealing with the many situations that have manifested this year. Coach Mike Krzyzewski, or Coach K as he's known, has experienced this concept since 1980 as the head coach for Duke basketball. He says, people want to be on a team. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves. They want to be in a situation where they feel that they are doing something for the greater good. As school leaders, we all know that our staff, students, and parents want that same feeling of belonging to our school. It's critical for us to acknowledge the need to feel part of a positive, safe, and healthy learning environment where you feel valued and where you believe your contribution matters. When staff feel this way, they add to the collective efficacy of practice and service. When students feel it, they are motivated to grapple with information in order to learn. And when parents feel it, they're more apt to support the school staff as a team member on behalf of their students' learning. To that end, reflect on whether all within your school community are able to contribute to the school and feel that their contribution matters. Whether you serve a large or small student population, and no matter the cultural or socioeconomic status of those you serve, whether it's evident or not, all desire to experience this sense of belonging. This is a perfect time to take stock of your school climate. So think about the ideal climate that you want to create within your school community. Visioning that ideal helps you identify where you are on the continuum toward the ideal. Having a clear vision of the ideal also helps you better overcome the barriers that arise in any normal year, not to mention this one. Speaking of vision and mission, your ideal may be already spelled out in those statements. In order for your vision or mission to not just be words on a page, what are you doing to ensure those statements actually come to life? The vision can be a self-fulfilling prophecy if you create the motivation and the structures to support students, staff, and parents to move toward that vision. Let me give you an example. If part of your mission statement, or maybe my mission statement for my school, includes the words expect, connect, and reflect, then as a school leader, what am I doing to bring these words to life? Maybe concerning the word expect, how do I communicate high academic and behavioral standards? And what are the supports we as a staff have put in place for students and parents to reach them, especially now? Regarding the word connect, how have we defined connection? And how am I following up to ensure connections are actually occurring as we envisioned and despite the challenges that have occurred? How am I role modeling connecting with others the way I'm expecting students, staff, and parents to connect with each other? Finally, if we stated that reflecting is also important to understand where we are in relation to our individual and collective goals, am I adhering to a schedule of reflection and problem solving in order to move forward? Do I have weekly, monthly, and/or quarterly checks on attendance, engagement, assessment, overall practice, and overall mental health, as I have chosen to measure it? Once I bring my vision and mission to life as the school leader, I'm responsible for updating the school community on the components we have identified as important so as to continually foster and move the school community forward together toward our goals. During this year, due to COVID, maybe you've had to prioritize one part of your climate over another. If you are in person, the healthy part of this statement has meant more than ever before. If you are virtual, the positive and engagement part of this standard, underscoring engagement, has taken center stage. When considering a positive school climate during COVID, questions any effective school administrator have had to answer include the following. How can I bring staff, students, and parents together while they still need to stay apart? What structures do I need to ensure are in place not only for communicating information, but for gathering information from staff, students, and parents as well? And how am I collecting strategic feedback during COVID for all, including Plus Delta and SWOT, or strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat analysis? In order to answer these questions and to be as effective as possible this year, leaders have had to be innovative in not only reaching all stakeholders, but in understanding and empathizing with their situations. It's been important to realize that now more than ever, all stakeholders must come together as a team on behalf of students. We must validate that parents have the same goals as staff, that their student is successful in reaching his or her potential. Instead of claiming victim status, a mantra for many effective leaders this year has been, we will be better and we will be stronger for having gone through the 2021 school year. With that goal in mind, think about what you have done in your school to learn about situations, to meet people's needs, to encourage and motivate students, to demonstrate learning in new and creative ways, and to sustain high expectations, yet remain flexible in how people meet them. Bringing people closer while maintaining distance has been challenging, but not impossible. Some ideas may linger far after COVID is under control. Isn't that awesome? As these ideas are presented, think about how you have encouraged connectivity during this challenging time. One elementary principal calls students directly on their birthday or half birthday. He is using it as a positive opportunity to check in and connect not only with students, but their parents and/or caregivers as well. A high school link crew has kept in touch with freshmen this year by sponsoring linking days. All students connect via Zoom, then have breakout rooms with their link crew leader in order to gather their challenges, their celebrations, and their concerns. Question prompts and games have kept the time refreshing and engaging. A middle school teacher has adopted a local elderly care facility, and her ELA students have used some of the residents as well as healthcare workers as resources for some of their writing projects as well as some of their essays. They have also been the recipients of individual and class letters and video presentations. The students, the staff, and the residents at this care facility are eager to meet in person when they are able. As far as honoring contributions to the school as a whole, school leaders have continued to collect quotes or jokes from staff and students alike for daily announcements. They've showcased different survey results school-wide to show common connections, from favorite at-home ways to stay active, to creative homemade pizza toppings and so on, to the best made-up games during COVID. As some families are in need more than usual this year, some staffs have created a needed item list and donation site, and the families receiving the items have been encouraged to pay it forward by doing an act of kindness for someone else within their sphere of influence. to build and or sustain that sense of community that many administrators have created multiple communication pathways to not only disseminate information, but to understand the status of the school community during COVID-19 as well. Some ideas in this realm have included but are not limited to having one staff member responsible for a regular post on the school Facebook page, creating a COVID community connection email address for parents or students to communicate specific resource needs, having a regular one-on-one check-in time, making sure all students are connected with for at least 10 minutes on a monthly basis, and having parent Zoom info meetings, as well as paper newsletters mailed home regularly where there are poor internet connections. So what have your communication pathways included? And how can you build upon them at this point in the year? One school leader wrestled with the fact that she's sensing a lack of support at home from parents regarding ensuring students are completing and submitting work. She could send out a general email imploring parents to have greater involvement and list a myriad of reasons why. But this might come across to parents as preachy and not in touch with the reality they're facing at home. So instead, she is sending out a survey, both online and in hard copy, of new ideas parents have had during the first semester of school to engage their students in their schoolwork. Parents that submit survey ideas will receive a coupon for a free pizza from a local restaurant. The ideas will be shared at a school community online event in January and typed up and sent home for parents to see how other parents have overcome challenges and have supported their students, thus celebrating the roles that parents play in supporting their kids and passing on great ideas. She believes this approach will help parents see that she understands the obstacles they face from juggling jobs in and out of the home, to providing structure, to having the work remain fresh and novel to their children. She understands the parents are a vital part of her school community, and they have a lot to contribute. A positive school community doesn't just happen. Planning, collaborating, and celebrating the contributions of all in your school community helps you realize your vision. In a recent article from the professional journal Leading Forward, one school leader mentioned that in the pre-pandemic days of in-person community meetings, she was lucky if 5 people attended. When she hosted a Zoom call after the school closure, 150 parents joined. The strong turnout may have stemmed from the uncertainty surrounding the shutdown, but this administrator is doing all she can to celebrate parent engagement and is hopeful that newly forged connections like this stick. Just because we must remain distant this year doesn't mean that we must forego community. Because improving structure and helping students reach their potential is a team effort, building and maintaining a sense of belonging, worth, and contribution is essential. The work this year has been far from easy, but when this year is behind us, if your school community is stronger for having weathered the storm together, your efforts will well have been worth it. So keep on keeping on and grow your community and be proud of your accomplishments. Celebrate with your staff, your students, and your parents, because together you will be stronger. As always, please contact your CISA 6 Growth and Development team for any reason at epsupport.cisa6.org. We are here to support you now and always.